This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett, PhD. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
All right, so we're back, and today we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
From the New Testament.
Right.
And but not in the, you know, typical kind of way that you would hear it, maybe.
Yeah.
Broken down on Sunday or something. We're going to be looking at it through a secular lens.
Yeah.
And our source material kind of brings up some interesting points that kind of contrast with modern life today.
It's super interesting the way they frame it. I mean, you're talking about a text written literally thousands of years ago in such a different cultural context.
Right.
And it brings up some things that might surprise people today.
Yeah. So what are some of the things in this letter that might give people pause?
So the source kind of points out two big areas that could be a little sticky.
Yeah.
The first one is the treatment of women.
Okay.
And it highlights some of the verses where Paul advises women to, like, basically stay quiet in church and consult their husbands at home if they have questions. Now, they do say that there are different interpretations of those verses.
I'm sure, yeah.
Even among, like, biblical scholars, but...
Right, but regardless of how you want to interpret it, you got to think about how it would land today. I mean, silencing half the congregation, it's it makes you wonder what their assumptions were back then about the role of women.
Absolutely. And that's one of the main points. The source brings up that societal norms around gender have changed so much. So something that might have been totally normal back then is just like, whoa, wait a minute.
Doesn't work today.
And and they also talk about, like, the instructions about head coverings for women.
Oh, right. Yeah. During prayer.
Yeah, head coverings were pretty common back then, but...
In a lot of cultures, but through a modern lens, it's just, it raises some questions.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, you know, how much of what we're reading in these old texts is influenced by the culture at the time.
In that text, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's shift gears a little bit to another thing that the source mentions, that science and faith thing.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
So, they zero in on 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul's, like, really going on about the resurrection of the dead, using Christ's resurrection as, like, proof.
Oh, it's like the basis.
Yeah, like, this is it. This is the foundation.
Okay.
But for a lot of people now, they view the world through science.
Right.
And scientifically speaking, resurrection is a little bit of a head scratcher.
I mean,
Yeah.
When you think about it, death is, you know, biological... You know, our body stops working.
Cells stop,
Yeah.
The whole thing shuts down.
And bringing somebody back from that, it seems to go against everything that we understand about how things work.
Right. And so the source kind of explores this tension between what science tells us, what some people believe.
Yeah.
And I think for some people, you know, the idea of miracles,
like
things happening outside of what science can explain is part of their faith.
Yeah.
But for others, trying to reconcile that with their scientific view of the world, it's a bit of a...
That's a challenge.
It's a challenge,
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that can be hard to explain, Paul also mentions things like speaking in tongues and healing as, like, spiritual gifts.
Yeah.
What about those? I mean, how do you look at that through a modern lens?
Well, I mean, now there's, like, people trying to understand those things through science, you know, like speaking in tongues, glossolalia, they're looking at it as, like, a neurological or psychological phenomenon in healing. Sometimes they're like, well, maybe it's the placebo effect or something.
Right.
You know, so it's not about saying that faith doesn't have power, but it's about understanding these things through different
lenses.
Yeah.
So the source is pointing out these areas, these points of tension. Where 1 Corinthians is, maybe doesn't really fit with modern views.
Yeah.
But are they saying that the whole text is, like,
No, I don't think.
Irrelevant.
I don't think they're saying that.
Okay.
I mean, they do acknowledge that it's important historically
right.
and for understanding the early Christian church, but they also seem to be encouraging people to be critical, you know?
Right.
Like they're saying even these sacred texts can reflect biases from the time when they were written. And that kind of leads to this question of like, even if some parts of it feel problematic, does that mean the whole thing is wrong?
Right. That's a question that everybody kind of has to grapple with right on their own. And maybe there's some value in looking at those parts that make you feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And asking ourselves why we have those reactions, why there's that clash.
Right.
It's all part of this conversation that's, you know, always happening between faith, reason, and just the way that we understand the world as humans, as it, you know, evolves.
Yeah.
So what about you guys? What do you think? Where do you land on all of this? What parts of 1 Corinthians, you know, really resonate with you? And what parts are you just kind of like, huh, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.